with your local support.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, we have made the transition to the main gymnasium here in Seneca, Nemaha Central High School, as we're down to our final match of this Class 3A Girls Volleyball Substate Tournament. Brandon Tabman, Jared Sleppy, Colin Feldkamp, thank you so much for tuning in. It's becoming a packed house here in the main gym. You heard it from Jared, the final semifinal matchup of the two, not many, but the final one that we had in the secondary gym. It was Royal Valley sweeping Hiawatha. Finals there, 25-16 and 25-20. Setting up the matchup with top-ranked and top-seeded Nemaha Central after they took care of business against Moore Hill Mount Academy in the earlier semifinal, 25-8 and 25-12. So it comes down to this, Jared, Nemaha Central and Royal Valley. This is a Nemaha Central team that is now 41-1. They have won 30-plus matches in a row. The one loss, blemish on the record in early September, was the same Royal Valley team. So it sets up to be pretty dramatic here with the trip to the state tournament on the line next week.
Yeah, it certainly does. I mean, Nemaha Central currently playing on a different level right now. They've allowed 3 points, 6 points, 8 points, and 12 points in this tournament. They're just playing fantastic. Like you said, blemish-free for the entire season, except for the one. So we'll see. Sets up for a fantastic championship game.
You know, one blemish against this Royal Valley team back in early September. But now, really, nothing matters. You can wipe out all the records at this point because it's just down to one match. It's Royal Valley. It's Nemaha Central. The winner will advance to the state tournament in Hutchinson next week. They're getting set to announce a starting lineup, so they're just going to dive right into it and go. Both teams are rocking their purple jersey tops. Nemaha Central at 41-1. Coming into this one, Royal Valley, after a pair of wins earlier today, now 27-12. Here we go. Nemaha Central will be on our right side and Royal Valley to our left. And you saw that second set. You called it against Hiawatha. Hiawatha's a very good team, and Royal Valley able to dispatch them in two sets.
Yeah, absolutely. I was kind of surprised by that. We talked about how Hiawatha had not lost to Royal Valley at all this season. They met twice, and to make quick work of them. I mean, it wasn't a dominant second set for Royal Valley, but it certainly dominated the latter portion of the set to let themselves pass and get the win in two sets.
Now look around. This place is packed. More people are still trying to file in, and we're ready to rock and roll as the Substate Volleyball Tournament's coming down the home stretch, and it wraps up here in Seneca with one final match. The home squad, the Thunder, Nemaha Central, and the visitors from Royal Valley, the Panthers. A lot of purple here. Love that as a Cats fan. I know you're a Cats fan. K-State TCU at 7 o'clock tonight. Coverage going on right now over on KMZA 92.1. But we got some Substate Volleyball. It's the finals. We're underway. It's Royal Valley with the third. Nemaha sets it up for Holthouse to your side, and the spike goes for the kill. Get ready for a lot of loud roars in this one here tonight. Nemaha Central the first point. Maddie Holthouse, former athlete of the week, as the Thunder's off to a 1-0 lead.
Well, I was not ready for that. That was an explosion from the crowd. That was fantastic.
Sam Nordis with the serve. Here's Royal Valley with Klotz on the spike, and it's too long. It looked like Nordis gave it a chance to maybe deflect it on the back line, but just got her hands away from it in time, makes it 2-0. Sam Nordis, the senior, serving here for Nemaha Central. Thunder off to a 2-0 lead first set. And then a miss hit here on the near side by Devin Rodewald. And it's 3-0 here, Nemaha Central. He tried to the Thunder.
Tried to set it up, but just pushed a little bit too far trying to look for clock.
Sam Nordis again, serving with the left hand. The libero, Rickle, sets it up here near side, and it's put down just inside the line. It's Sammy Clock, who was so clutch in the win over Hiawatha. She picked it up there, and a big point for the Panthers. It's now 3-1.
They need to get her in a rhythm early and often.
All right, the serve here for Alyssa Ladson. Her serve for Royal Valley since the opening serve. Here's Addie Holthouse again. They set her up near side, and she finishes middle right. And it's 4-1. Nemaha Central will get a sub. It's Reagan Garrity who's going to come in here on the front line. We'll also see Ellie Rieske, who will come in to serve for the Thunder. So Rieske on the back line will serve it up. Nordis back there along with Ella Larkin and a near ace, but saved. Now here is Kennedy Bryan with a spike, saved on the back line here by Nordis. Here's Holthouse, the middleway spike. Diving save here by Ladson to keep it alive. Royal Valley still having it. Now it's Roadwall who's blocked by Holtown and still gets the point. Matty Holtown through the defense there. It's 5-1, Nemaha Central. The crowd is electric here. Everything's on the line. Here is Ruski again with the serve. Ryan with the dig. Sets it up near side. Tapped over by Roadwald. And now here's a setup by Garrity, who just sends it over on a third try. Now Ryan, middle of the floor with the spike attempt. Saved by Nordis. Ruski a touch. And a free ball over by Larkin. That goes into the net. After the hit by Royal Valley, and Larkin earning that point and a timeout for Royal Valley. Let's let the crowd tone down just a touch.
We'll keep it right here. Thunder off to a great start, 6-1.
Wow. I mean, it just, I was not expecting an atmosphere like this. You have the crowd on the far side. You have the parents and the fans. And on this side, to our right, on the far side, you have the students. They're in white. They have these cowboy hats that are lighting up. And this place is lighting up. This gym is just it's just rattling right now.
I gotta know where all these students got these glowing cowboy hats all of a sudden. There's about 30 of them over there. I kind of want one now. I'm not a cowboy myself, but I mean, they light up. They're pretty cool, and everyone's kind of rocking them. So the crowd is electric, and it's going to continue to be electric with everything on the line. It all comes down to this. The winner going to the state tournament next week, and Nemaha Central can't let it go because they have been the consensus number one team in 3A all year long at 41-1, and there's a nice play out of the timeout by Devin Roadwald, who earns a big point for the Panthers, now trailing 6-2.
Yeah, they very much need that, especially right out of the break. They get the serve, chance to try to make a little bit of a comeback here.
Here's Roadwald to serve after earning that point for the Panthers. Nemaha Central 6-2, their lead here in the first set. They want to set it up for Holtown. Spike it. What a diving save here. That's Tressa Jim to keep it alive, and Roadwald keeps it alive on a third hit over. They set it up for Holthouse again. Spike off the middle part of the body by Ladson. And the defensive stop by Garrity. Puts it down, makes it 7-2.
And the defense of the Thunder is just so good at the net. Got to put that ball just a little bit higher, try to get over those blockers.
Boy, Gembley on the front line. You see right now, it's first Lottie up front, Garrity and Larkin. And Holthouse left the feet to serve. She got a near ace. But a good stop by Roadwald. Now they set up. Crosby comes down with a kill. Big one there for Sammy Klotz. Makes it 7-3. The Klotz will go back to serve. The one loss on Nemaha Central's record this year, this Royal Valley team back in early September. Thunder have not lost since. Roadwald up off the rafters. It comes down on a free ball. Bryan sends it across. Ruski a little tap over. Nice diving effort by Ladson. We're up against the net. Garrity lost it. It's going to pull for Royal Valley. Those battles up against the net will be crucial. Basically, those 50-50 balls, and that time it's won by the Panthers, and Klotz to serve it again. Larkin the dig, Ruski the set, Larkin a spike off the top of the net, Ladson keeps it alive. Now Klotz from way back sends it across. Ruski sets it up, Nordis with a spike, Rodewald with a deflection, another deflected play, and Rodewald comes to point. That was a big defensive play by Tressa Jim, and it's now 7-5.
How the Panthers fans score left now getting into it. They've won three of their last four.
Here is Sammy Klotz to serve it up. 27-12. Royal Valley 41-1. Nemaha Central. Here's Larkin, and she palmed it into the net. Kind of pretty uncharacteristic, and now all of a sudden the timeout for Nemaha Central. Four straight points to the Panthers, now trail 7-6 at 1. We're back in 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Brandon Tabman with you, Jared Sleppy, Colin Feldkamp. Substate final here in Seneca. The 3A volleyball tournament winner advancing to Hutchinson to the state tournament next week. First set, 7-6. Nemaha Central in front of Royal Valley. Out of the timeout. Panthers push it far side. Bryan, a little finesse tap. Ruski there with the dig. Middle of the floor, Garrity, a spike, and she put it into the net. And we're tied 7-7. It's now 5 straight points for Royal Valley.
What a fantastic job by Gary Armstrong and his girls to keep the momentum going after the break, get a point, and boom, we're now tied.
A lot of purple in the gymnasium here tonight. Ruski with the set. Here's Larkin. Finesse tap pushed up in the air by Brown. Or correction, Bryan. Now another finesse tap by Kennedy Bryan. Ruski, back line, Holthaus into the cross. Last in the dig. It's put up in the air by Jim. And Ruski, a misfit puck shot from the back line, goes into the crowd. And all of a sudden, Royal Valley make it now 6 straight. They lead it 8-7. Klotz will continue to serve. Very dynamic back there. Is Sammy Klotz the sophomore, and she tips it off the top of the net, and it's an 8. Libero, Julie Rottinghouse, couldn't get the diving save, and there's just nothing you can do about plays like that. And it hits off the top of the net like that. Now 9-7, Royal Valley by 2. Another one grazing the top of the net. Ruski sets. Larkin spike. It's blocked in the air. Garrity keeps it alive. Ruski to Larkin again. Another finesse shot. Bryan keeps it alive. Latson tipped up by Jim. And it's going to land home. All the momentum right now for Royal Valley. Make it 8 straight. They lead 10-7.
And that just shows the incredible leadership of this team. Being able to, you know, get through all the crowd noise, phase it out, stay focused, stay locked in, and knock out, wow, 7 in a row.
Grayson Lears is now in on the front line for Nemaha Central. Taking the spot of Spurfloggy. Here's Klotz on the serve, Holthaus to dig. Ruski a little tap over, diving effort, and a save by Stidham. Bryan on a third try, sends it across. Nemaha Central back on the attack. Larkin the spike, tips in the air. Latson a diving effort, keeps it alive. Royal Valley with Klotz on the back line, and she's too strong. Must be the point for Nemaha Central, now down 10-8.
And now if you're Nemaha Central, try to respond and get a point that's not an error on the Panthers, trying to get back in this thing.
Lears right back out. Nordis back in for Nemaha Central, a near ace, but Latson keeps it alive. Bryan a third time, spikes it up in the air. Now it's in the rafters, and Nordis with a nice touch to Garrity. Garrity with a little finesse, somehow kept alive, and Klotz sent it over. I for sure thought that hit the ground. Now Larkin, it's up in the air across the way, and Nordis with a spike, and it's too long. Sequence that was.
It certainly was, and that ball that was sent over from Royal Valley went in between the bars in the rafters and stayed in play. If it hits one of those rafters, it's Nemaha Central point.
Wow, just a wild sequence there. Panthers get the point. They lead it 11-8. Ruski backside for Garrity. Spike, good defense by Ladson up front. Blocks it in the air. Here's a push-up by Bryan. Now Nordis on the back line. Ruski, Nordis again. The spike, it's dug up nicely by Kennedy Bryan. Now Ladson sends it across. Rottinghouse sets it up. Ruski, near side. Larkin, the spike, and it's hit by Roadwalk. Ladson left side, and a long shot is out of play. Make it 11-9. Nemaha Central getting that point. A sub is in. As it's Lily Julian who's going to check in here. Also back in, Callie Honeyman on the front line. Here is the serve by Julian, and it is finished at 8. Tessa Jim thought it was long. She let it go, and it just hit the line. It's 11-10.
Yeah, I don't blame her. That was very close. But they get the benefit of the doubt being right on the line.
Here's Julian to serve it up again. Chance to tie it. Royal Valley leading 11-10 here in the first set. And a struggle for Royal Valley to get it over on a third try. They do. They set it up middle of the floor. The spike is won by Callie Honeyman.
The sophomore, an emphatic slam. And a kill shot ties it at 11. And Nemaha Central has rallied off the last three.
Incredible atmosphere. Julian's will continue to serve. We're tied at 11 here in the first set. Roadwald to Bryan. Latson the spike off the top of the net. And I think we get up against the net. It's a violation against Royal Valley. So the Thunder takes the lead. It's 12-11. Haven't seen many miscues like that early on in this first set, but four straight now for the Thunder. 12-11 is their lead first set. Julian to serve. They set it up middle of the floor for Jim. It's dug up nicely by Julian. Nordis near side. Larkin. Her spike attempt is blocked. And a point for Royal Valley. And it's 12-12. As we'll see another sub in, it's Andy Clement. We saw the libero in the last match. And back to serve here, the senior for Royal Valley. What a start. 12-12, first set. Julian near side. It's Honeyman with the spike. Dug up nicely here by Klotz. Now Latz in a spike, and it's blocked. And it's a point for the Thunder. 13-12. They scored four of the last five. Correction now five of the last six.
And despite that, I mean, still the presence of the net has been won by the Panthers the past 2 points.
Here is Ella Larkin, who sends it across. Latson, or Brian, excuse me, sets it up for Tressa Jim, but now Larkin on the back line sends it across, and it's all slipping with Olivia Rickle on the back line and misplayed it, and it allowed it to fall, making it 14-12.
I tell you what, Omaha Central doesn't have a whole lot of length. They just have athletes, and they all execute so well that net.
Why, they're one of the best teams year in and year out. They've won five straight basketball Big Seven league titles. Here's Rodewald punching it over on a third try. Ronninghouse near side, holds out with a little touch, but it's saved up front. Brian sets it up for Klotz, and it's too strong. Upset with herself, she had a chance to put one down, but sends it strong. 15-12, Thunder now. They have rattled off seven of the last eight. Larkin the serve. Rickle to Tressa Jim, a little finesse, but the Thunder were ready for it. Here's Nordis on a spike, it's over the net. On the side here for Nemaha Central. Now Holthouse on a spike. It's deflected. Popped in the air by Rickle. And now a whistle and a point here for Nemaha Central. So it was a nice rally going, but a violation committed by the Panthers. And now all of a sudden it is 16-12. Thunder by four. Now a free ball here for the Panthers. They got to send it across with Jim. Set it up for Julian. Honeyman the spike. Sent up in the air by Rickle. Far side lats in, and this is going to be too many hits. Thunder in control now. It's 17-12, and we're able to time out. Much needed by Royal Valley. A huge run here by Nemaha Central. They lead the first set 17-12. Back in a quick 30 here on KNZA.
This is Ken Glennon from GM Bank. As the seasons change and the temperatures drop, we reach for our coats to keep us warm. GN Bank is proud to partner with Coats for Kids, a Jackson County nonprofit organization that provides new coats, hats, and gloves to children in need up to the age of 18. Through the month of October at our main bank location in Holton, we are collecting new coats, hats, and gloves, as well as monetary donations. Let's work together to keep all kids warm this winter. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KNZA.
At one point here in the first set, Royal Valley led Nemaha Central 11-8, but since then, the Thunder have rattled off 9 of the last 10 points. They lead it 17-12 as this first set is grinding down in this sub-state championship match. Out of the timeout, rotations are good. Ella Larkin to serve it up for Nemaha Central. Pushed up in the air by Jim. Third try, and Klotz sending it over. Nordis up front. Julian. The whole town puts up a net shot. Right over the front line. 18-12, Nemaha Central. The rhythm is on the side of the Thunder.
It's not just the explosiveness of their kills. It's just the finesse sometimes that makes this team separate them from a lot of the others.
Klotz on the dig. They set it up for Latson. Popped in the air. Holthouse has it. Julian's backside for Nordis. The left-handed spike is dug up by Royal Valley on the backside with Clement. Now Nemaha Central back on the attack. They set it up for Honeyman. The spike is in there. Callie Honeyman getting involved. It's 19-12. The run continues here for the Thunder as Ella Larkin continues to serve. Larkin again sends it across. Great showing by the students here to our right for Nemaha Central. Larkin on the back line. Dig. Pushing it up front. It's Nordis. A little tap and didn't understand or at least didn't know maybe the count on hit. And on a third try, she was trying to set up Holthouse, but needed to get it over. So that's a big point. Much needed for Royal Valley, now down 19-13. It's Tressa Jim to serve. Ronninghouse to dig. Nordis to set. Holthouse to spike, and it's dug up by Klotz. And on a third try, Brian able to keep it alive for Royal Valley. Bryan, another diving effort. They set it up for Klotz, and she puts this one home. Hits off the hands of Running House on the back line. Back-to-back points here by the Panthers, now trailing 19-14.
Like I said earlier, the set need to get her going. They are at their best when Klotz is a force in the middle.
Tressa Jim set to serve it up for the Panthers, needing a run here late in the first set. Trip to the state, tournament on the line, holds out the spike. It's dug up by Bryan, pushed up by Jim, laps in the touch shot, but Nemaha Central is there. Larkin back left with a spike off the top of the net. Diving effort by Rodewald. Klotz in the air. Laps and serves it across. Larkin, left side. Holthaus, another finesse shot. A diving effort into the net. And Bryan's able to push it over. Both teams, a good rally. Holthaus again. It's dug up by Bryan. Now it's pushed across. Rodinghouse back line. And Honeyman, a spike put into the net. So after all that, Panthers earn the point. Make it three straight for Royal Valley, now down 19-15.
Rodewald very close to being on that on the line. I was watching her feet just to make sure, and she was very close, but able to stay legal.
Rodinghouse with the dig, pushing it backside. Nordis tipped up in the air, and it's a nice setup by Jim. Far side Latson, spike attempt is too long, barely, nearly got it in the back right corner. But the Thunder let it go, and it paid off. It's 20-15.
Coming down the stretch, I mean, take a look at the Panthers. They're going to have to win at least 10 of the last 16 points in order to extend this thing.
And they've earned three of the last four, but here's Nordis on a serve. Jim with an awkward hit, and it goes out of play. 21-15, Nemaha Central. Sam Nordis, the lefty, serves it across from right to left. It's Rickle, sets it up front for Klotz. He mishits it, and another point for Nemaha Central, 22-15. And now it's three straight for the Thunder, and they're trying to close out this first set here in this sub-state championship match. Nordis, the lefty serve again. Rickle, the dig, far side set, and a spike by Klotz, and it's defended well. Serve Swaggy and Honeyman at the front of the net. There for Nemaha Central on the defensive effort, 23-15. Nordis to serve. Brickle on the back line. Rodewald to Klotz up front. An awkward third hit over. They set it up near side. Holthaus, it's rejected. And a big point. Good defense by the Panthers there, led by Devin Rodewald. Makes it 23-16. And now the Panthers get the serve back. It'll be Alyssa Latson. Latson spins it. Left to feet. Fires it across. Larkin the dig. It is set up for Honeyman, and she puts it down with authority. I'll tell you what, Lily Julian with a beautiful setup, and now it is set point for Nemaha Central, 24-16.
Yeah, the Thunder have been getting their sets in a lot better places. It's been a bit of a tough go for the Panthers in terms of getting their sets where they need to be exactly. Nemaha Central's been executing them.
Ruski, a chance to close out the first set for Nemaha Central. She serves it up. It is Jim up front, tapped over by Kennedy. Bryan, a miscommunication there up front for Nemaha Central. Panthers get the point now down 24-17. More subs coming in for the Panthers. Stidham comes back in here for Clement. It's Rodewald to serve. 24-17, Nemaha Central trying to close out the first set. Larkin the dig. Ruski pushing it backside. The spike by Holthaus is kept alive. Now it's Ladson who sends it across. Chance here for Nemaha Central. Holds out the spike. Tips off the net. And that is going to do it for set number one. 25-17, Nemaha Central. The crowd is buzzing with one set away. A Thunder away from punching a ticket to the state tournament next week. 25-17, Nemaha Central. Will take a 2.5-minute timeout. The second set is coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Attention all you deer hunters, Anderson Meats in Troy can process your whole deer carcass this fall. Let Anderson Meats get the processing done for you conveniently and economically. And remember, Anderson Meats stock Twisted Oak's deer mineral and attractant. That's Anderson Meats in Troy, accepting your whole carcass deer this fall. Call them at 785-985-2292 or see them at 1187 Last Chance Road in Troy. Curtis and Janelle appreciate your business at Anderson Meats in Troy, 785-985-2292.
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
Is it time to purchase equipment or expand your operations? At Union State Bank of Horton and Everest, we don't just understand ag loans, we rely on them just like you do. Many of our Union State Bank employees are farmers themselves, or they grew up in farm families and know the importance of the right financing at the right time. From capital improvement and equipment loans to real estate, we have the agricultural loan you need. Let's talk today. NMLS number 654946. Union State Bank of Horton and Everest, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
The block here to start. We're underway set number two in this sub-state final. Nemaha Central and Royal Valley. Thunder won the first set 25-17. Good rally to start. Bryan keeps it alive. Latson sends it across from left to right. Nemaha Central back on the attack. It's Honeyman the kill, and it's blocked back over. Thunder getting it back. Nordis to the middle. Honeyman again. Blocked in the air. A diving effort by Latson. Third attempt here by Jim, and somehow keeping it alive. But a third hit is too strong, and the Thunder earning a hard fought point to start. It's 1-0.
Just trying to pin it inside that corner along the net on the far side, only about 3 feet away from the net. Couldn't quite land it down.
Royal Valley had a nice run middle of that first set, but Nemaha Central scored 8 reflections, 13 of the last 18 to win it, and there's one that's hit strong by Cross, makes it 2-0 Nemaha Central. Royal Valley needs this one to force a third set. Try to keep their season alive. Winner moves on to the state tournament next week. Rodewald was punched in the air. Now here's Holthouse with the finesse shot. It's saved by Latson. Rodewald to the middle of the floor, and Bryan has to send it across. Backside Larkin with a long spike attempt and punched up in the air and now up to the ceiling. And does Bryan get this over? She can't. It's a great effort there by Kennedy Bryan, but the Raptors come into play and the Thunder are off to a 3-0 lead here in set two.
Yeah, if the Raptors were about 5 feet higher, that might have been able to get over, but not kick.
Here is Ella Larkin to serve. Thunder fights the momentum rolling. Here is Tressa Jim. It's dug up nicely by Ella Larkin. Now Nordis, a little touch shot. It's going to hit the side pole of top of the netting, so that's going to give the Panthers their first point, now trailing 3-1. Nemaha Central won the first set 25-17. We're down to the final two here in the sub-state. A trip to Hutchinson for the state tournament on the line next week. Puts it away. She carries it home, front left to back right, makes it 4-1.
Yeah, all Kennedy Bryan could do is just stick her foot out and hope for the best, and it was unsuccessful.
I know this is a dumb question, but you can't use your feet, right? Or you, can you?
Well, not, you can't use it to kick it. You can use it to kind of keep it alive.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, should have done it there, but clock going into the net once again, and now some. There's unforced errors here by the Panthers early, 5-1, Nemaha Central.
You just don't see it very often because of how unpredictable it is.
Well, that was good. We saw Royal Valley in the first couple matches today. Now Quatch is going to get a big point. She slams it home for the kill. Makes it 5-2, Nemaha Central. We saw a balanced attack across the board in both matches for Royal Valley in the secondary gym. And thing about the Thunder here today, they have not been tested. They have had two easy wins getting to this game, and a deflected kill shot from the back line by Rickle earns the point for Nemaha Central, leading now 6-2. Garrity in on the front line. Ruski is in as well. Ruski back to serve. Nordis Larkin also on the back line. It's going to be Spurslagi also on the front line with Garrity and Holthouse for Nemaha Central. Clock, a little tap shot over. And I think a violation here against the Thunder, giving the Panthers a point, now trailing 6-3.
Yeah, lift that time. I was kind of surprised they didn't call a lift
on Royal Valley is very close, but they gave the points to the Panthers.
So on the serve, Rodewald for the Panthers. And tapped over by Holthouse. Diving effort there by Jim to keep it alive. Now it's a battle at the front of the net. Garrity sends it across. Gladson pushing it up front. They set it up for Bryant. Spike and a kill. Deflected by the front line for Nemaha Central, but the point for the Panthers. Bryant, a nice job there. Makes it 6-4.
This call missed by the officials against Nemaha Central, but Royal Valley gets the point either way.
And you can see head coach for Royal Valley kind of pointing that out. But again, they got the point, so it didn't matter. And how about that kill by Reagan Garrity?
They set her up front left. She finishes back left corner. 7-4 Thunder.
Nemaha Central won the first set 25-17. They won 25-3, 25-6 over Bishop Ward, and then they won 25-8, 25-12, and an ace on cue makes it 8-4 in Nemaha Central. So again, as I mentioned, they really haven't been tested here in this tournament. No Royal Valley's testing them. And there's another ace for Sam Nordic.
How about the run here and a timeout for Royal Valley? Much needed. Three straight for the Thunder. They lead it 9-4. We'll go ahead and keep it right here.
As this has kind of carried over from the latter portion of the first set, Royal Valley was right in it and leading 11-8 in that first set. But then the final stretch of Nemaha Central scoring 13 of the last 18 to put that one away. And they have started out here 9-4. And now it's not getting crunch time yet. It's still early here in the second set, but you feel the momentum. You feel everything here in this gym on the side of Nemaha Central. It's a tough environment for the Panthers to be playing in, but we know they got the talent to get back into this.
Yeah, back against the wall, up against the ropes, whatever analogy you want to use. That's what Royal Valley is in right now. Maybe expending too much energy in the last two matches. I mean, they're playing three consecutive matches in a row. So they don't really have to do too much besides some of those midseason tournaments.
Well, that's a good point, as you mentioned. You know, as I mentioned, how Nemaha Central really hadn't been tested today. Royal Valley has been put to the test in two, you know, fairly close matchups, so they could be a little bit more burned than this Nemaha Central team. But there's a missed opportunity on an error on the serve for Nemaha Central, so it's 9-5. Panthers getting the serve back with Sammy Klotz. Klotz will fire. Line drive over the net. Ruski front side, Larkin spike, and it's in there. There was a good diving effort by Klotz, but it's knocked into the crowd. And a point here for Nemaha Central now, leading 10-5. The libero Rottinghouse to serve here for Nemaha Central. Dug up by Brian, pushed to the far side for Jim, who kills it home. That was set up well for Tressa Jim, and she made Nemaha Central pay there at the point for the Panthers, now down 10-6.
Garrity, the only one jumping for Nemaha Central, and normally they have two defenders go up, only one that time.
So the serve back for Royal Valley, it's Brian. Dug up by Holthouse, they push it to the front. Larkin, a kill, and it's off the face. Hopefully she's okay, and she appears to be fine, but
that's not a good look. It's almost like getting crossed up in a basketball game. You take one off the dome,
and you can see the frustration right now for Royal Valley. Now trailing 11-6. The momentum here for Nemaha Central. A set away from heading to the state tournament next week. That's a good dig by Rodewald. It's pushed up by Jim Latson. The kill, and it's blocked! It's Nordis and Honeyman up front who earns the point this time for Nemaha Central. 12-6, the lead for the Thunder. Now waiting for the ball to get back to the side of Nemaha Central. It's a little bit easier when you don't have two courts going at the same time.
Yeah.
And you got ball flying in from everywhere. And here's an ace for Nemaha Central. It's Julie Rottinghouse. It was missed in on the back line. This time by Tressa Jim, 13-6. Nemaha Central in front. They got all the momentum now. Another near ace, but here's the setup and the spike by Latson. Keeps it alive. Nordis to the near side. Larkin a kill shot. Dug up by Brian. Far side, Latson a kill shot. Deflected again. Good defense here up front by Nemaha Central. Finesse shot over. Saved by Larkin. Another tap. And a point for the Thunder. They're going to say either a lift or up against the net with Royal Valley. Touch the net there. The Panthers do. Now 14-6, Nemaha Central.
I thought the crowd would die down just a little, but that has not been the case.
Ryan sets it up front of the net, and there is up against the rafters. A nicely done Preston Jim getting one back. Make it 14-7 Thunder. Panthers get the serve back. As Andy Klenitz, the senior, will come in and serve. And the Panthers have a push here in the middle of the second set to keep their season alive. Thunder won the first set 25-17. It's been all Thunder here, 14-7, set two. Helen Honeyman there with the spike, but good defense here. Up front, it's tapped over on a free ball. They set it up backside, Nordis. Good defense up front. Latson here with the block and the point for the Panthers makes it 14-8.
That was a tough play. She had to commit, she had to cover a lot of ground to get all the way. She started out right in the middle of the court, so all the way to the sideline to make that play.
So here is Andy Klenitz serving again for the Panthers. Down 14-8, and there's an 8. Running out from the back line, misplayed it, and it's 14-9.
Now, a rare mistake by the senior, just didn't quite get her hands high enough for that one.
Here's the stretch that you need here for the Panthers. A lot more you still need, but getting some of this back down 14-9. Rottinghouse with the dig here. They push it up front. Backside for Larkin. Tap, deflected, and a point for Nemaha Central. The defense by Jim and Lanson up front, but couldn't keep it in play. That stops a quick run there for Royal Valley. 15-9, the lead now for Nemaha Central. It's Larkin to serve. Rickle sets it up. Now Rickle on a third ball has to send it over on a free try. They want to set it up for Honeyman. Deflected. Rottinghouse sets it back up. Near side. It is Holthouse with the finesse once again. And he Holthouse again makes it 16-9.
They're just so good at deciphering when a big windup and a huge spike or just a little touch shot is required.
And there's an ace. Stella Larkin again misplayed on the back line by Crescent Jim. And another timeout for Royal Valley. It's all Thunder here in set two. And closing in on a trip to the state tournament. We'll step aside for a quick 30. Back in a moment here on KNZA.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
103.9 FM, KNZA.
The trifecta with you, Brandon, Colin, Jared, here in Seneca, Nemaha Central High School. Thunder closing in on a trip to the state tournament, and there's a big kill shot. And it's going to be called long. Lanson missed, hit it too strong. Thunder get the point. Now 18-9 is their lead, set two.
Rottinghouse almost touched that. And our head coach, Jessica Cope, saying she did the matrix to avoid that one.
Yeah, was a little bit of a matrix try, but this time a point is earned by the Panthers. It's Lanson, front left to back left on that kill shot. 18-10. It's not over yet, but you just feel 75% of the crowd in here is Thunder compared to maybe 25 for Royal Valley, which is a good gap, but there's certainly a good contingent of Royal Valley fans here. And another point for the Thunder, a little finesse again. This time it's Sam Boyd that's up front, 19-10.
Yeah, deservedly so. The Royal Valley fans have, they were pretty loud in that first set, but they're very quiet here in the second set.
Well, Nemaha Central can close it out. We might have to pause for a couple minutes of how loud this gym's probably going to get. Back and forth we go here on this rally. They set it up for Kershawgi, who puts it down home. The set up there by Julians, and it's 20-10, Nemaha Central. I'll tell you what, Julians has come up with a bunch of assists here in this matchup. Up front, just setting up her teammates all day. Second hit now to the front, and it's sent over, deflected by Larkin, and a much-needed point for the Panthers, makes it 20-11.
Yeah, she wasn't trying to go up for that one, but she just accidentally put her hands a little bit too high, got a piece of it, out of bounds. Point for Panthers.
Rickle comes out. Clements is in for Royal Valley. It's Latson to serve. Nemaha Central leading set 20-11. Closing in on a trip to the state tournament, but they need to close it out. Here's Holthouse. Spike blocked. And it's a point, though. It goes out. Nemaha Central with Holthouse giving the point. It's 21-11.
Garrity back in on the front line. Ruski back in to serve. Can the Thunder close it out? They need 4 points. Hutchinson calling on the state tournament next weekend. Bryan on a third try, just getting it across. Garrity, Ruski, near side, Holt out, blocked in the air. Nemaha Central keeping it alive. They set it up with Garrity, another finesse shot, this time saved. Ladson will spike it across and get a point for the Panthers.
That wasn't really an attempt to really get the point. It was just to keep the play alive by Ladson, but mistake that time by the Thunder.
You can definitely take it anywhere you can get it if you're Royal Valley. And Stidham's going to come in here for Clement. Royal Valley to serve here with Devin Rodewald, and she'll send it across. Dug up nicely on the back line by Nordis. They push it to the front. Holt out the kill, and it's right in there. Back right corner. Sends it alive and buries it. 22-12. Thunder inching closer. Is it going to be cheesy if I say a storm's a brewing?
We are called a storm shelter, this student section.
Everybody seeks shelter. The storm's a brewing. A near ace here by Holt out. It is Klotz, who's defended well, and Garrity and Larkin, the combination, puts it down at 23-12. Here's Holthouse on the serve, sends it across. Set up by Jim, the spike by Bryan, a good dig. Ruski keeps it in play, and on a third try, slaps over by Nordis. Jim across to Bryan, who slaps it, tips in the air. Through the front, Ruski, Larkin, the spike, and it's in there! 24-12, it's match point for Nemaha Central, and the fans are on their feet. Addie Holthouse will serve, leaves the feet, fires it across. Ladson pushing it up to Jim, far side to Bryan, sends it in there, and they let it go. They thought it was long, but the Panthers stay alive. 24-13. Serving for Royal Valley is Sammy Klotz. Thunder 24, Panthers 13, set 2. Nemaha Central a point away from the state tournament in Hutch. Larkin the dig. Ruski sets it up. Slammed down by Spurfloggy, but it's saved in the air. Ladson far side to Bryan. Deflected out to it. The top team of 3A is moving on to the state tournament in Hutchinson next week. As they win set 2, 25-13, and they sweep all three of their matches in the sub-state tournament. The Thunder will be the top seed in Hutchinson next week at 42-1. An incredible day to be a Nemaha Central fan, and a storm's a brewing.
There it is. Just a dominant second set after the first set was not quite as dominant. Panthers kind of had a rally going in the middle portion of the first set, but not allowing that to happen in the second set and just cruising through set number 2. And congratulations to Thunder.
An unbelievable atmosphere here today. And even in the secondary, Jim, for our earlier matches, every fan base deserves a round of applause here today as Nemaha Central about to receive the sub-state championship plaque. And there it is. The roar of the crowd. Royal Valley season is going to come to an end at 27-13. The one blemish on this Nemaha Central record this year was by this same Panthers squad in early September. But you know the Panthers, they had all the momentum. They had a little bit of extra rest between matches today, and they just looked a little bit fresher. They looked a little bit more spry, and this team is on a mission, and this team will be the heavy favorite to come out victorious in Hutchinson next week. We'll have all the coverage from Hutch next week for Nemaha Central as they look to win a state championship here in volleyball. Great time to be a Thunder fan. The football team is arguably the top team in 2A, and let's play Pleasant Ridge to open up their playoff run next week. And during that, the Thunder volleyball team will be at Hutch as the top-ranked team in the state and the number one seed in the state tournament. So we got a lot to dissect by the end of the weekend. Keep it tuned in to MSCSports.net. We'll get all these recaps up, check out all the scores. We got cross-country regionals that went on today as well, so still a lot to get to. But again, an incredible day here in Seneca.
And Jared, one more time, just a few final thoughts from you. We saw some great volleyball. It's always good in the Big Seven, but we kind of felt coming in it was Nemaha Central's tournament to lose, and we're by far and away the best team, and they have been all year in Class 3A. They have been the consensus number one, and now they got a chance to hoist the trophy that really matters. This is obviously great. You won the sub-state, but they know there's more at stake, and it's a state championship next week, Friday and Saturday.
This is an incredible atmosphere. I mean, we've raved about it all day, and honestly, it's deserving of everything we've said about it. It's just, I mean, we talked about this crowd. Hopefully some of these guys are going to be able to travel and bring that electricity to Hutchinson. Not terrible drive. A little bit of a trek out to Hutchinson.
I can tell you one thing. I am not worried about the lack of support from this Nemaha Central fan base. There's going to have to be some fans who stay behind to cheer on the football team next Friday night. But, a heavy dose of Thunder Nation will be heading off to Hutch next week. So, again, great stuff here today. Really want to thank again Colin Fellkamp stepping in short notice, helping us out here today on a Saturday, taking time out of his day to help us out and letting us bring you some great sub-state volleyball from Seneca here today. So back-to-back nights here in Seneca. You saw the Thunder football team win the league and district title last night, and you heard it here on KNZA. And today, the top team in 3A, the Nemaha Central volleyball team. A perfect day and almost a perfect season, but pretty darn close. They'll go into the state tournament next week as the top seed at 42-1. Again, the final in the championship, a straight set win for the Thunder, 25-17 and 25-13 over Royal Valley. Again, for Colin and Jared, thank you so much for tuning in. We'll talk to you next week from the state tournament in Hutchinson here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage of high school athletics right here on Kansaland Radio.